L.D. Thomas, Bill, comes to First Methodist, and then the issue of you being a co-pastor, yeah, that didn't seem to play. Did you start out as a co-pastor?
Well, Bill and I thought we
were.
Yeah,
we did. I have the bishop. Newspapers with it.
So you came in as co-pastors, and that didn't work. Why didn't it work?
Well, Gene Swearingen, president of Bank of Oklahoma, is a member there, and he says, we got to have one man in charge here. So Bill, they gave him salary of $12,000 a year and gave me $10,000 a year.
That was a
Can
few
you
years
imagine?
Back.
Now the pastor at First Methodist is getting about $150,000 a year.
Was that okay with you? How did you take that?
Fine.
They are chosen brothers.
We didn't have any problem with it at all.
Wishart has always been able to take directions. Yeah. He has not been an administrative man. Bill was high in administrative abilities and skills.
So then you became the associate pastor.
Yes.
And that was a good combination.
Yeah, he got me there because, Wishart, I'm having around 50 funerals a year. I don't have time to do them. And when people get sick in the hospital, they want me to come. I had two associates. They don't want them. They go and they visit and they say, well, please send Dr. Thomas. He said, I've got to have somebody here who can replace me in the field of funerals and hospitals. So that's what I did. And it worked.
Harriet, his wife, while we were socially together, said, Wishart, what Bill needs to get this First Methodist ministry going is someone like you. We were having a social evening together.
Yeah, that's a whole other story because I brought in the thing called Lay Witness Mission from Carlsbad, Roswell. It converted First Methodist Church. The weekend that we had it, it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. People who are members there for years didn't go because the preacher wasn't preaching. And the next Sunday, they came back and didn't recognize their own church. It literally, physically changed the entire church.
Tell us about that again.
Well, people were in the halls praying for each other, sitting down on the floor and having leg lengthening.
There was a healing that was going on.
The healing ministry. See, oral had an influence in this. You know, Bill's three-pronged ministry was preaching, teaching, and healing. They're all a part of the gospel. Healing is never emphasized in the Methodist Church.
Well, it was many, many centuries ago.
Yeah.
So this lay...
The Lay Witness Mission. It was the layman's program.
You brought it in.
Yeah, we brought men in from four or five states to witness for a weekend. We brought 100 of them. And they lived in our houses, not in motels.
Laymen from other churches.
Yeah, and no expense. They paid their own expense and came. Laymen did. They were firemen, lawyers, doctors, postmen, laborers, and witnessed of life before I met Christ. What happened when I met Christ? What life's been like since I met Christ? Those were the three points they all gave.
You brought the personal relationship with Christ
into the church.
Yeah,
and Bill just loved it.
It was a revival kind of thing that broke out.
But yes, it was a revival, but it wasn't a...
It wasn't a preaching revival.
It was the Holy Spirit. It was moving and healing.
But lives were revived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can call it that from that standpoint. And many hadn't realized that concept of a personal relationship with Christ before.
No.
And so then...
Well, they were at the altar, man. We had fine room in the altar of that church. Get up there.
Okay, so then did this go on?
It went on
the next Sunday, and then Dr. Thomas picked up on that and was preaching that.
Oh, yeah. He was in favor of this 100%. He felt it the same that everybody else did.
But when the group came to the church, the leader said, where is your senior minister? We cannot do this without his approval. Well, you contacted Bill.
And got him involved.
And Bill came down and immediately...
He was
off and running.
Yeah.
And Bill never
100% behind it.
What did the bishop of the district think about
all
this?
People thought we were Pentecostal, Holy Rollers. Here in Tulsa, the church literally exploded. I mean, we went from 350 in attendance on Sunday morning, you know, to 2,000, to 3,000, and that type of thing. Preachers came to our services. What's going on here at First Methodist Church? We were growing so fast.
Warren Holgren came
over to the church.
Pastor of First Baptist Church downtown.
Yeah, and we were buddies, you know, and doing funerals the same way. Oh, he was precious. I've been out to see him recently. He's out at the University Village.
So then it remained alive because Dr. Thomas preached it from the pulpit.
Every Sunday he had someone who had experienced the Lay Witness Mission, whose life was changed, in the pulpit to share. for months
yeah.
into years. And we formed groups. This is part of the basic program. We formed groups of lay people who have had experience this weekend to go out of state to different areas to tell them to do lay witness missions for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We signed up to go on lay witness missions.
Was speaking in tongues part of this experience?
No.
Not at that point.
But we had time. Those of you who wished to speak in tongues, we would allow you to do them so.
But it wasn't the focus of any of this at all.
No.
As a matter of fact, 2 or so years later, I was a friend with the people who led ours. They lived in Palestine, Texas. I called them on the phone and said, when you talked to us and you were talking about how the Spirit worked in your life and the movement that followed, were you pointing in any way to glossolalia?
Glossolalia.
I asked him that.
Tongues.
And she said, now that you're mature in your faith and you are asking the question, yes, we've had that experience.
Okay.
And that was creeping in all over. Wishard and another minister who was here at the time called Oral, and we went out and spent an evening with Oral, with him praying for us to know how to handle
First Methodist and get
First Methodist in relationship to this pluralism.
Because you must have had other Methodist ministers in this area.
Oh, yeah, they came to see.
Yeah, but there must have been some, too, who were skeptical
anti.
Of this.
Oh, very, very skeptical. Mm-hmm. See, like Boston Avenue and First Methodist are almost like two different churches, although we're the same.
And even at that time, then, they did not come in and embrace.
They did not embrace
the lay witness ministry.
About it. They had great preachers there.
And they had great ministry.
It never affected as many laymen at once as the lay witness mission did.
We went from 300 on a Sunday morning attendance to even higher than we are now.
What year was this?
1969. We had been here less than a year.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did.
That was your first thing. And later I asked some of the leaders, why did you all turn Wishard loose like that? And they said, well, he came here pretty highly billed, and we just wanted to see what he'd do. You were an unknown to them.
Yeah.